We're up to the 12th chapter, the 20th paragraph. Halacha chaf. Eino ne amin achar b'ichotav, ela achar sidra sh'shtei brachot o yoter shem sof brachot. So there's a concept that's quoted in the Gemara, and that is that generally we say, you never say amin after your own bracha. Right? You make a bracha, you don't say amin, someone else has to answer amin. And then we see that there is a concept of answering amin. We say it in benching. Amen. We answer amen after our own blessings. And according to some, there are other instances. So Sfaradim have the custom that they do answer amen after their own brachot. And the rule is the way he's saying now, when there's a series of two brachot or more, and he's going to give examples. V'na'agulu anot amen achal ya'lelucha. After ya'lelucha, Hashem keno, v'achar yishtabach, and after yishtabach, ki b'kat yalucha smucha l'avacha shemachin nifnei halel. Yalucha is after you had all the blessing, you had the blessing before halel, all of halel, and then you conclude yalelucha. So this is the Sfaradi custom, and he's going to say in the next paragraph that Ashkenazim don't do this. So he's going with the Sfaradi custom. He's Sfaradi, so he's saying after, at the end of Hallel, when we finish the blessing after Hallel, being that we said the blessing before Hallel, the blessing after, so then we conclude the blessing and then say Amin. And also Yishtabach, because you say Baruch Shamar, all of the praises in between, conclude with Yishtabach. In essence, you have two blessings, the blessing before, the blessing after. So because you have two blessings, you conclude with Amin. So that's what he says here. Because we say the blessing of Yal Lelucha is adjacent to the blessing before Halal and after Halal, so you conclude with Amin. And so too the blessing of Yishtabach is adjacent to Baruch Shamar. You say Baruch Shamar, Psuket Zimra, conclude with Yishtabach. But the praises, the chapters that we say in the middle, Psuket Zimra, that doesn't constitute a pause. That's not a hefsek. Mm-hmm. So he says, that's why our custom is, and those two places, in Ma'ariv, they also say, in the end of the blessings, before Shmoneh Esrei, they also conclude with Amen after their own blessings. So they have a whole series of blessings. So you have Ma'ariv Arvim, Avat Olam, Shema, then the blessing after, and then Ashkiveinu, and then they can, some Sfaradim conclude with Amen. So he doesn't bring that example. Aval Arama, he says in the 21st paragraph, Aval Arama, Rav Moshe Yisraelis, Pasak She'en Omer Onin Amen Rak Achal Birkat Bnei Yerushalayim. That the only time we Ashkenazim say Amen after our own blessing is after the blessing of Bnei Yerushalayim, Birkat HaMazon, in benching. V'siyem She'kach Nogin Kilot Ashkenaz. And he concludes and says, that's how the Ashkenazi custom. Could we do one more paragraph? We'll finish? Or you're in a rush tonight? Okay.